Hey guys, this is the Footy on Paper podcast. We'll talk football from your point of view.
That is quite something. The boy's a star.
Hello, guys. Welcome to episode 3 of the Footy on Paper podcast. You already know who this is.
Perry back.
Yeah, it's Perry. And we're here to talk about football again.
From your view, at your point of view.
Can you let me do this, please?
Just use that one to introduce him.
We're there back.
You already know who that guy is, Ife Awani.
You just did talk, say you already know. What if they don't know me? What if they're new listeners? Bro?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Guy,
you know the reason that's
like, very, very smart. Yeah.
No, I know they're smart.
Anyways, we have Ife Awani in the studio. How far now?
Ademe, what's good now?
I'm okay. How are you?
Missed you.
Why are you going to miss me?
We get many to talk about now. They're good, say they're around now.
Okay. How was your week?
I was okay. It was splendid, you know.
Did you enjoy football?
Why not? Football is enjoyable, especially when you're on this kind of winning streak.
No, Allah. Papi, how far?
Adeva, thanks for calling me. Like you like just put me on one side.
No, now, guy.
You remembered me. Thanks.
You my guy now.
That's all. Welcome back to like Per. We actually missed you here. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, true. Like if you were bullying me a lot of stuff. Okay.
I'm not a bully.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I didn't enjoy the football week.
I've been asking. I'm asking.
Okay, let's talk about it. Okay, guys, let's start with hot
Very
topics.
Shift now, babe. We see the outcome.
There's enough space for two of
Very
you.
Shift.
I don't move.
You don't move.
Same move. Which one is shift?
Shift now.
Teachers of English, eh?
Move. Very move.
What color my passport?
How long is now?
What color my passport?
Let's start with Manchester United. They lost to Crystal Palace.
Mm-hmm.
That was Palace's first win at Old Trafford in 30 years.
Who's the last match score?
Well, a 90th minute winner against Manchester United. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Thierry Henry, no?
Oh, wow.
In 2007.
Amazing.
2007?
Yeah.
That's a lie, guy.
I'll be 06. 07, no?
That's
yes.
a lie.
How is it a lie?
That's a lie now.
How?
At Old Trafford.
No, not Old Trafford. At Emirates, no?
Okay. I mean, you say you talk about for Old Trafford.
Old Trafford, this is the first time it's happening.
Okay. Yeah.
When I'm out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mad.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your team?
Stupidity.
Really?
Gentility.
Is that the word? Like that's the word.
They were just being stupid.
Tell us the players. Like, tell us what happened.
Lingard. Lingard has goal. We just have to sell him.
Why?
Let me be serious now. Yeah. Okay. I just feel saying nah. There be no one make things happen. Mm. There be just be you say things will happen.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Like,
I understand
that. There be no take the game to Palace. They were just passing the ball around, just keeping the ball.
Like, eventually we're going
everybody
to
win. Know it. Palace come there, come to see their owners, just sit back, get the counter. Then if they go in front, they will just hold on to it and then get.
Yeah.
United, now one of the mistakes we make, we're not ever supposed to let them get the first goal.
Mm.
We're supposed to get the first goal, so they will open up and come out,
yeah.
But we can't go give them the first goal.
Mm.
Luckily for us, we got a penalty. It's been like I said, this penalty thing is a problem for United this season.
There's a real issue.
No, see.
So, three penalties, you scored just one.
They will stop till they give us penalties. Just change the team to one-on-one.
I think they're more likely to net.
You could just say it was both players were unlucky now. In Pogba and Pogba and Rashford.
Rashford's own was off target.
You hit the bar. Yeah.
Now, off target.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pogba was
on
target, but keeper saver.
Yeah.
So, guy, I know there was no man. United were not unlucky in that game because we didn't create
enough
chances.
Mm.
we were lucky to have a penalty and we still didn't score it. I just think Nick, I mentioned names, players who perform very well on the day. Number one, Jesse Lingard. He has to go. two, Luke Shaw. Guy, I don't know what's in the worry. Shaw now just disaster.
At this point now,
what jokes? Yeah, Shaw now disaster. How people play preseason finish?
Yeah,
he's been at the club for 5 years now, and I think they have to consider that this is a failed experiment, and they should be looking to move him on and bring on someone new in that left back position.
But how will you do that now?
By selling him.
That's a trade now.
I'm
saying you can't do that now. You play Dalo, Abi?
Yes. Okay. Guys, we play preseason. Sure, play all the preseason games. So all the things where the manager on plan, say, this season, sure, big part of my team can just come after 2.5 games. You just won. 2, sure.
Yeah.
3, Lindelof.
Really?
I just blame him for that.
Okay, blame. Okay, why? Not sell. Blame.
You know, go win that header.
Yeah.
He tends to love.
You don't make any.
He love runs up a few times.
I mean, stop that.
In the love run up. In the love run up.
Shut up.
Wow.
Waiting into what happens. So vulgar.
You go win money for the jar. No, no, not that.
Keep going.
Lindelof 2. Then Rashford. Rafa tried.
In terms of creativity from the middle, what do you think about Paul Pogba?
Pogba had a good game. He had a very, very good game. He was disciplined.
He even won the goal that led to the equalizer. He won the ball from midfield, sent a long pass to, was it Martial?
Martial
Fed,
James. Pogba had a very, very good game.
Up until he gave away the ball for the...
No, bring that. Guys, stop on now. Stop him. Everybody, they make mistakes for this world.
Are we going to blame your manager as well?
Of course. I will rate him 2/10 for that match.
Is he tactically inept? Can he influence games?
Honestly speaking, guy, apart from that counter attacking football, I don't know anything else. Feed you for that team. Like, if we play against a team like Crystal Palace, now team where we know say we always sit deep, give us the ball.
Yeah.
Now that counter attacking no fee work except if you get the first goal.
Yeah, that's true.
That kind of thing. Now I don't know within social feed because I never see him win games where now we really control the game.
Okay.
I never really see him win games.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Quickly. The Lingard at 10 experiment, I think it's done.
So who's going to play 10 for them?
Pogba.
Who now plays?
Matic and Scott should play
the base.
CM, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Pogba can also, he can come back and help with the midfield duties from time to time, but I think they have to try, not even try, they need to fully place all their energy on making Pogba a 10 for them, 10/8 for them.
Okay.
To do wonders for their attack.
Their bench, is it strong enough to help if things like this happen?
I mean, they've got a
likes of Greenwood,
a maestro on the keyboard. Yeah.
Nobody wants to answer. Tell me something now,
guys. See, honestly speaking,
Perry, how do you feel, guys?
See,
talk to us.
I don't know if you believe we just lose that game to Crystal Palace. Yeah. It don't make any sense. This is not a game we supposed to win. The game last week, we would draw. So we supposed to win that game, but I go see take draw.
Draw, yeah.
But
Palace.
How we go beat Palace, guy?
At home.
The team just weakened me.
Okay, but better things for United now.
Next up is Southampton. I hope and I pray that we win that. But if we don't win that game, I think it won't be too early to start looking for a new manager. Fully out.
What?
If you're quickly, let's quickly talk about Palace. Their good away form continues. Do you think that will help them to stay in the league?
I've not seen this kind of thing before where teams are using away form to stay out of relegation battle. Help me understand it because now the plan is to lose games at home.
Yeah, they don't even care about
they have to go. See, we're not saying if we have done it enough.
But seriously.
No, they have to go now.
No, I'm saying you want them to
it's not enough.
Are you sure? But it was enough for them last season now.
That was a fluke season. Well no, fluke in terms of that start itself. Because we know how the league works and most times you need to have that good home record for you to stay up in the league. And if they don't work on their home record, I mean, you think they'll just keep going about, people are going to notice that Crystal Palace seem to get their house in order on a, during away games. And teams will become aware to that and they'll find a way to neutralize that threat. What they need to do is get that balance, that foundation at home, and then build up, build with some draws and, you know, wins away from home.
Per,
I was gonna talk something. See, the reason why Crystal Palace behave the way they behave, and because they went in their house, the onus, right?
I laugh, like, good English, the onus. Good English.
I bust my head. The onus
is on them. Yeah, to win the game.
But when they did away from home, now they still use their preferred style of ultimate defense.
if you told me a stat after the game about the Palace winning, you know, the top stadium.
Oh yeah, they're the last teams to have won at Anfield, Old Trafford, the Etihad,
the Emirates,
and the Emirates. Mm. So
yeah, that means not be bad defeat for us after all. Not be bad defeat
let's,
for
let's
us.
Let's talk about Liverpool.
Have you noticed that United fans have been saying that City lost to Crystal Palace at home and
they drew
with Wolves and they ended up winning the league. So I guess you know what that means.
Yeah, Ole's on the wheel.
let's talk about Liverpool. The only team to remain with the 100% record in Premier League after their 3-1 win over Arsenal. Is it 14 wins on the spin now? Is it 14?
So it's 13 now.
13 wins.
13 what wins?
As per wins in a row.
Premier League wins.
Premier League. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Lucky number 13. Okay. What was that weird sound I was making earlier? Did you hear that?
What was that?
When I was laughing.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just acknowledging that now in case I get trolled later. I don't know.
Probably you will now. They will send you messages. Fine boy forever.
They will.
If yeah?
Yeah.
How can you guys win the league? How can Liverpool win?
Exactly, quite easy.
See, operation.
No. It's very...
it's too short for him that these ones will not win. They are cost.
It's very easy for Liverpool. I mean, all they have to do is just win all their winning games to the end of the season and they'll be champions.
That's what possible. Everybody knows that. The only way I feel is Olafi wins.
3 down, 35 to go.
Chill now. The only way I feel is Olafi wins this league, that's it. On no go winner.
What does that even mean?
They don't be winner. See, guy, once the guys come up from the league for Liverpool to win this league.
Okay.
That's what's true.
Okay. Let's talk about Arsenal's approach to the game. Perry, did you see like something that was positive?
Yes, yes.
In Arsenal's approach
to
the game.
Yes.
Do you like the style?
I think when I try to play the Jose Mourinho kind of football.
That does always go to the results.
And at the style way, you go you beat Liverpool, especially for your home.
Yes.
You pack the balls and you counter them. But the player has no Pepe did not.
Decent.
He didn't take his
chance.
If he had Obama scored that would have been 1-0. That would have been a totally different game.
Even Aubameyang before that.
Yeah.
So didn't just check your chances and poor defending.
Yeah.
As usual. Where do you think Arsenal are going to make top four still?
Yes, I think they have a very good attack. Pepe, Aubameyang, Lacazette. Defensively, I'm not really too sure about that defense because David Luiz now catastrophe. Like he showed against Liverpool.
Do you know what he said after the game? Like he didn't pull the shirt that hard. I mean, he said that Salah didn't feel anything.
Yeah, so now just slight small penalty.
I mean, when you're defending, they tell you to just pull the shirt a little bit.
A little, yeah.
Don't talk it too much. If not,
Brazilians. Lampard got his first win. Attacking wise, Chelsea very good. The young boys mixed with experience, I know. But I think the main problem is defense. How do you think like Lampard can help, or how do you think Lampard can do this? Can like, because it's funny because he worked on that Jose Mourinho, and I don't know why defensively they still found wanting.
Lampard feels like the kind of person that was too smart. You know, he was too into no book. So you know they attend the class. You know they listen while doing training. He's going to just come to the pitch and shoot. You can see his protege, Mr. Mouse. He's not listening to anything they're telling him in the coaching classes. No, Gaffer, shoot, and that's what's happening. But no, seriously, I think that's where his wow, his coaching staff. Mm. That's where they come in. I mean, he's got Jordi Morris and
Makalele, Claude.
Claude, yeah.
And, Claude, I think Claude is not part of coaching staff.
Sorry, not Claude. He's Ball. What's his name now?
I don't know the person.
Okay, well, he has a very, very, he has a coaching staff that's been working with for a very long time now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to help him with the defensive aspect of things. I mean, he was a midfielder during his time, mm-hmm. an attacking midfielder, so I don't think he's very conversant with that aspect of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to learn to do like just the basics, get them better, and then as they play together, they're going to build that rhythm.
You think Rudiger will help?
Definitely, he's going to help a lot. He's a top class centre back, German international, and he's going to add a lot of experience to the team.
Mm-hmm.
Just by being there, that confidence, that they'll be much calmer.
Okay. Spurs. What happened?
Spurs.
What happened to them now?
Oh, the Spurs did now. That's what happened. Why are people laughing? What do you think happened?
Why?
It's
Have they not like settled into the new stadium only already? Two shots.
Can you just imagine?
Haven't they settled into the new stadium already? Like, what's going on?
Clearly not. They're not settled.
Did you accept that they're a big club? Because
what?
I feel they're not a big club yet.
Why you go? You always feel they're not there yet.
No, no. I don't give you the reason. There's some certain things that like, you should have settled already.
Mm-hmm.
E.g. the Ericsson issue should have been settled.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on with Vertonghen right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Well, that can happen in any club. You understand? Like, there are some things that are not just straight. You wanted to let go of Danny Rose, but now you're giving him again to play. You understand? Like, what's exactly going on at the club? There are some, like, things that could affect a match performance. Because on the normal, the Eriksen should start. Abi?
Yeah, but he not start because
his head is not in the game.
They don't get offer.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely accept.
Okay.
So they don't want them to start because if you get injury, if you play so much, I feel so then you try and so
why not just accept the offer, Abi? Like, let them, so that just let him go now. You understand? Don't put him on the bench now. I mean, if he's still a Spurs player, he should play for Spurs. He started against City now.
See, that's one. Two, you guys look the opponent to then get Newcastle with them.
But you shouldn't underestimate anybody.
If you say, do you know what? He beat Newcastle with or
there's a reason why I feel like that theory doesn't really work for me, because if Eriksen knew that there's a move coming, I mean, his agent would be talking to him and letting him know that, oh, this was going to happen or this is what might happen.
Mm-hmm.
He won't, there's no how, he feigned an injury. I mean, this player has no how to do these things.
Mm.
He won't be available for selection at all.
Mm.
So I don't think there's any move or anything. I think it's just Pochettino trying to
expand his ground.
Not even like figure out life without Eriksen, maybe if he does go.
Okay.
So they're trying to see how they can work on it, but then he's not foolish enough to just leave him out of the team altogether. You still have him on, so he can throw it. It's an experiment itself. So, I mean, if it's not working, you throw on your Eriksen to try and get the points and pull out the game. He didn't make a bad selection, was very good.
Mm.
Just that the team wasn't able to bring out. Harry Kane was very poor, especially.
Mm. 24 touches.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean.
Okay.
Back to something we quickly talk about, Spurs being a big club.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Arsenal not a big club?
Yeah.
Arsenal now not a big club?
No, I'm using history. No, that's what I'm using now.
If you don't use history, okay, Spurs are a big club too now.
How? Perry, we have to go on the break.
No, chill.
Quickly, we have to go on the break.
They're the only non-league team to have won the FA Cup.
England now,
Could
Manchester United and I don't win the most. Second is Liverpool.
Yeah.
Third is Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I think fourth is Chelsea. Fifth is Spurs.
Is it?
So why you thought the Spurs not the big club?
Okay, they're a big club. Now, let's go on the break.
I don't like the way.
All right, people, a new season is here. Still repping your team always. Update your gear with Jersey County today. It doesn't matter what team you support. Real Madrid, Man United, Lakers, or the Warriors, we got you covered. For more info, call 080-747-26223. You can also follow us on social media at Jersey County NG, both on Twitter and Instagram. Stay cool.
Yeah. Yep, let's talk Serie A now. Juventus got their routine win. Napoli won in a bizarre game, 4-3 against Fiorentina. Who did Juventus beat again? Parma.
Parma.
Oh, Parma.
Yeah, P-A-R-M-A. Parma.
Parma.
Question for both of you.
Parma.
Juventus still favorites for you.
No.
For you guys.
No.
Okay.
They're not.
Napoli. Napoli are favorites, right?
Arsenal are the favorites.
I don't know why you're being sarcastic.
Are you
I have a question.
People don't win this in 9 times.
Hey, no,
they
don't
buy new guys.
Yes,
now. Still get the guys who win up for them.
I don't understand. Didn't Napoli.
Who else won?
Didn't Napoli strengthen? I don't understand.
Napoli never win this thing.
They've never won it before. And that doesn't stop them from winning.
Juventus are winning 9 times.
Liverpool have never won it too now. Papi, they've never won the league. Papi, but they want to win the league.
But wait. This season, who will be the favorite to win the Premier League?
The Premier League,
yeah,
Man City. Now.
So why did they?
That's why I said for you now, for you.
But for everybody,
you can't just say for everybody.
For everybody, yeah.
For De Laurentiis, obviously, Napoli is his favorite now. What are you saying?
What do you get up at?
What are you
for
saying?
For the neutral house, for the everybody neutral house. The favorite is now Juventus.
Say for the everybody neutral. So what you're trying to say now is Napoli cannot pull up a challenge at all.
But they are not pulling up anything. Nothing.
They have Trentin now.
Juventus don't spread into now.
What? Well, how many people who did Juventus bring?
Ramsey, Rabiot,
Delete.
Come on now, guy.
And these guys brought in Chucky Lozano.
Who be that?
Lozano now. You don't know Lozano?
For
PSV.
Who be that?
They brought in Manolas. You want to say who be that too?
Manolas better than Delete.
I don't. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Why?
What
if
this? If
you say
something,
like, and
then
they argue now.
Manolas
better.
Manolas or Delete? Who you pick?
Delete. What kind of silly question is
so
that?
Why
really?
You did not say
Manolas is better than Delete now.
How?
That's what
Delete just came now. What did they say? Delete just came to this thing. What do you mean Delete better pass up?
No, I am not talking of Delete.
Papi, why are you trying to bully us?
I'm not bullying you now. You're just because somebody.
Spare, do you feel bullied?
How?
I feel kind of good right now.
You people are bullying each other. You people are bullying each other. What do you mean delete better than Manolas?
What do you want us to do?
Delete better than Manolas.
Yes. Wow. Who Manolas be?
A defender. A center back.
No, Allah.
Idiot.
Just
don't make me abuse you now.
Just.
And now they owe you money.
Now, let me tell you today, they get 40 man.
Sorry, no chance for Inter as well with Conte. Someone that has won the Serie A before.
When did he win it?
At Juventus now.
He's a new club, right? We know, chill.
He has players now.
Who be these players?
So wait, when you said this is a new club for him, didn't he win at Chelsea in his first season?
When in come Chelsea,
his first season at Juve too was a new club for him and he won.
Chelsea, when he come Chelsea,
yes.
You don't get anything we do, we dominate. Make him try and now go.
So Juventus were dominating when he signed for Juventus.
We know waiting Juventus.
Answer me now. Yes or no? Yes or no? Were they dominating when he signed for them?
A bit.
Please let's quickly talk about the Icardi situation. They gave him number 7 shirt for someone they want to let go. I don't understand what's going on. Is he going to be part of?
They want to keep him now.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, didn't he say the Conte say I don't want him at all?
Well, now he's here.
He's back.
He's back now. Icardi back.
Ika back.
People change their minds, you know. I feel like now they've come to some kind of resolution.
Uh-huh.
They've made up.
Uh-huh.
So now let's see what this means.
But, so he
doesn't
make sense. He won't disrupt
number 7 shirt guy.
Like, why did you take his number 9? Why did you take his number 9?
Don't make any sense.
People make mistakes.
They've been making mistakes since day one, man.
And they will continue making mistakes. Because clearly, the management is just doing anything they want to do. They're not organized and showing.
Sad. Well,
Inter doesn't deserve all this confusion going on.
You guys have said that. Nah, Juve will win up, so. No, let's talk La Liga. Real Madrid. As Pere will say, I don't think they are ready. Last week, we showed see if
some
they can do something. What? why can't they beat Real Valladolid? I don't understand. Like, why? In their stadium. Is it that there's more pressure for them to win in that stadium?
Guy.
To win in that stadium?
Yeah.
Why?
you know, say when you play in front of like 80,000 fans, and most of them are
demanding
Real Madrid fans. With the demand, see, guy, you just you know what you need to wear that white and white.
No, white and white. That's white now.
Wait till we do
white up and down. You know what you think? 80,000 fans, they shout. See, guy, guys, see, the pressure is too much. It is too much. And
so these players are not good enough now. Are we?
These most of them.
That Ronaldo factor is still affecting
you. Ronaldo factor, they don't buy Hazard now. Hazard supposed to be the man, the main man, but Hazard know they are available.
Yeah.
And the players are aging.
And then he still has James and Bale
playing.
Where you know what?
And they are to the start. Many see Real Madrid are just ready and they are not serious. That's really.
I mean, they should have gotten rid of two of them now. Still.
They're not waiting they want. Like, the coach wants something different.
Mm-hmm.
The president of the club wants something
but different. But that's why he left the first time, though.
They go down, promise him, say, guy, come back and the things where you want us to do that.
We go down for you.
Do now. But as he come, he say, then I can try to do things for him. Yeah. They spend big.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
yes.
Then if he spend... Get that guy where he really wants.
He really wants,
with,
yes.
With his Pogba.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want Bale. But you,
doesn't
can't,
want
you,
as
you
well.
Can't just let Bale go without getting a transfer fee
you
for him.
You have to get
so,
money.
So, they know they're in the same page right now.
Mm. Do you think these guys will help him, though? Who? As James and Bale?
They have to now. They have a job to do now. They are Real Madrid players and they should.
Honor your contract.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Honor it.
Be footballers, basically. Let's talk about Perez's favorite, Atletico. Two wins in the bag now. Are they dark horses or they are really like going for the league?
I feel they have a really good chance to win the league this season, considering that Real Madrid are out of the title race.
They are done now.
Guys, they are out of the title race.
Wow! They just lost one game. They drew one game now.
Yes. Even if they didn't win the match yesterday.
They're out.
Then, obviously, they have Real Madrid know they're serious.
Okay. Yeah.
This season. So, the top two now are Barca and Atletico.
So, one of them.
Messi know the. Suarez know the. Atletico guys, they get those wins now.
Right now. So before they come back.
So that the team will help them for the future. So, if
they feel they have two and two now. So,
yeah. If they feel us try get good wins for this period, they will not see Barca will most likely struggle without Messi and Suarez. Sorry. I feel they have a really good chance to win the league this season.
Let's go, Jara.
Okay, quickly, if you what do you think Neymar will play football this season?
PSG.
Okay. Barry, have anything to say?
PSG.
Okay. Quickly, Bundesliga. Lewandowski hit a hat trick against who they play again? Schalke. That's 5 goals in 2 games. Do you think the guy is like tired of the league? Guys?
Can't be tired now. Why ain't he chopping going to enjoy? Why ain't he tired?
But I mean, he was looking to move last season though. And I remember when Benzema.
Because he just wants to earn more money.
I remember when Benzema scored the goal for Real Madrid last weekend. One fan was wearing a Lewandowski shirt at the back with number 9 at the back. It shows how demanding.
Lewandowski.
And he was totally like.
He can still do a job. And if Madrid decided to go for him, it wouldn't be a bad idea. But I mean, they've already got Luka Jovic, and I feel like that's a long-term successor to Benzema.
Okay. Jadon Sancho, he helped Dortmund to win a bit. He helped Dortmund to beat FC. Is it Cologne?
Cologne, yeah,
with a goal and assist. Will he be with the black and yellow next season?
No.
How much do you think is worth?
Maybe £150 million.
Mm.
I reckon United will pay to sign. I don't already tell you who go sign on next.
Bro, I've been playing too much FIFA.
£150 million. Yes, because you just signed new contract with them, and that contract no be for them to pay. Just for in transfer fee.
No, the money is even going to be heavy. About £100,000. What is it?
It's close to £200,000.
Jesus.
I think it's £190,000.
Oh my God.
But what make him is the main reason why
the main reason is to
sell him next season.
Okay. Well, Perry, we're not here last week, so I know you're going to abuse me for asking this question, but I'll ask, who is going to win the Bundesliga?
Jesus Christ.
The very tough question.
You started doing some very funny things.
These one are very, very tough.
They're very tough questions, actually. Think about them.
This is in Dortmund.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Like,
wow. Yeah, yeah.
You said Dortmund too last week, man.
Yeah, I did.
So you guys should do shakes, man.
Oh, gosh.
Shakes, man. Welcome back,
yeah.
Bro. Thank you, bro.
Turn back.
Time to go pay some bills.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page ATE_households or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
Okay, it's time for Are You Not Entertained? Let's start with Daniel James's celebration for the equalizer against Manchester United, against Palace.
Pair back. Pair, want you to talk, please.
Pair, you have anything to say?
Yes. Nice celebration.
I think you can free him now because he's coming from Championship and he's a young game. He scores.
But guy, why you go celebrate at the heck? With a fine goal, you score, you just go, pause.
You guys do the impopping now, you know, so guys, sure.
I feel say now very, very good goal.
Yeah.
And you know believes it.
You know, he's got that goal
again. So I think that's going to make us. Even if we've been a lose 2 and he scored to make him 2-1, in for still celebrate. So make us deliver.
there's a funny picture online, Marshall and Rashford dragging him back. if you, I want your take on this one, Ian Holloway. Versus the EU.
That guy is not very smart. Not be anything.
It shows that these people don't actually read.
Yes, no.
I mean, he said that the European, like, it was the Europeans that said
by go through always blind you. I mean, it's very common knowledge.
The handball rule, right? In the box.
Yes.
Yes.
It's very common knowledge that the IFAB is made up of majority
British people, yeah,
because the home nations each have a seat on the board, and then five or four to FIFA members. So what he's saying, the rules are made by your people, so obviously you need to go check yourself and check your knowledge and honestly check your mind.
But that was very poor from him, I'm saying that they shouldn't teach us how to run our game.
That sounded very, very, very xenophobic.
Yes.
Yeah, check yourself.
Like, did you guys hear about Robin saying they asked him about what he would do, like, now that he has retired? He said he's going to coach his son's team, and like, I wasn't going to teach them. Said cutting on.
Now the only thing
they said that he said actually that he said that was the only thing I was going to teach them, cutting on.
Okay, so he not going be the
cutting on shoot.
Cutting coach.
Pyra, I know you're very interested in this next one. Company situation at club.
Make them just suck out. Because he has cost me too much money these past few weeks. Make him go.
What do you mean by sacking? Like, he should be... Right now, I think he's not manager on... He's not the club's manager on match days. He's a footballer, he's a player.
On match days.
Okay. But like, for the rest of the football week,
yeah,
he's the manager.
That doesn't make any sense. So that's very, very...
What's exactly happening?
That doesn't make any sense. Just choose which you want him to be. Mm-hmm. Making the player manager or making the player. Or making the manager. Nobody just can just say, you could be manager from Monday to Friday.
To Friday?
Then on Saturday, you could be player. You don't make any sense. You know, just make any sense. But me, I feel say make the just make him player. Forget this player manager thing.
You think he's not ready yet?
He's not ready now, and he has something that is distracting him. You guys see, football don't change from those days where we get player managers. There are too many things now that,
that you have to do.
Yes,
taking care and there are too many young players.
Yeah, so guys, you just choose if you want to be player or if you want to hang up your boots and concentrate on this manager. You know if they mix both of them.
Okay. Let's next we'll wrap up the show. Okay, guys, time to wrap up the show now. FPL picks, if you KDB and Timopuki, they did well for you, but the rest, poor results.
This fantasy, I don't even know why I'm still playing.
Why are you talking so light?
And we
last week, you shout
Why? Wait, it's a very silly game. Why? Something juvenile game. You know what?
But you'll be back next week.
We'll be back next week. We don't have a choice.
I know. Right now,
I'm not coming back. I just want to say that one. I am not coming back.
You must come back. You know your choice.
Calm down. Maybe no rush. The Shei FC could buy Babalola. Shei tops our FPL table as at now. By the end of the month, we're going to give the manager of the month something, man. I don't know yet. Maybe the boys will decide after the show. And don't forget to join our fantasy league with the code 0SQ2ZZ. You can win stuff ranging from jerseys, FIFA 20, airtime, speakers, and more, courtesy of our friends, Jesse County NG. Registration closes September the 2nd. So as the window closes, we still have really close. Perry can come in now. Bash the bookies.
I'm not doing it. I know they do it.
I'm sure everybody that was a betting man this past week probably put Manchester United on their sleep.
Yes.
And it didn't work out for them.
Yes.
So, like, the house won.
Yes.
Are you going to come back?
I know they do it again. Make everybody go put their sleep by themselves.
Don't worry, Perry will be back next week still. You guys should get your Ghana Mug goals ready. Or let me just call it sack. For the Ghanaians that are listening to us, you know, disrespect them. That's cool. If you,
yeah, bro,
take the job. We finish the job. Do your work.
You're really
Do your work. If you do your work, this is what I pay you for. Sorry, not me. Like,
don't start. If I don't do another, they will talk. Say I did stop.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry for saying that. Just do your work.
No, your job is called say on that. They beg me. No,
thanks. Anything. Thanks. My
God. Well, now. Abba, what you want me to continue
for? Abba, follow us now. Like, do your work now.
No, now, because... And I don't confuse me now. Man,
sorry.
Where was I?
But you're supposed to know your work now.
Follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. Footy on Paper, F-O-T-Y. Mm-hmm. F-O-O-T-Y on paper. What's wrong with you? Footy on Paper on Instagram. Yeah. And you can, if you want to place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Send us voice messages on all your preferred platforms.
Yeah.
Want to hear from you. Want to also put you on the podcast as well. Mm-hmm. Want to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
So send us a voice message.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow me at Fanboy Forever.
Yeah. He called his name.
You can follow Paps at PAPPIIV.
Yeah.
You can follow Perry at Mesut Ozil 10.
They will come and catch you.
Oh, so now you don't change out.
Yeah.
You know they update me all the time, guy. I don't like all these things.
Let me just tell you.
You know you just came back now. Perry back.
You can follow me now for Instagram or Facebook or
anywhere. Like...
Facebook, Perry George, Eradri, Instagram. I think that my Instagram handle.
Kuntakinte?
Yeah. The real Kunta Kinte, yeah. The real Kunta Kinte, the so, real underscore Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, the real one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Nice. Just follow me.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye, guys.
Our sound engineer, you know me, for the ones or twos. He didn't speak today. Arsenal no win, so you know if he come on. Ciao. Bye. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. Bye. Say bye. I like it.
Bye. Every day they're going to beg you.
This guy.